Hey guys, it's Aria and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. Today we will be kicking off our Women's History Month series with the inspirational Galicia Gordon from Leading Learners.
Yeah, so hi everyone, my name is Galicia Gordon and I am the founder of Leading Learners. So nice to be on the episode today.
Thank you so much for reaching out to us to be a part of this episode. And can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself, Galicia?
Yeah, for sure. So like I mentioned, my name is Galicia. I am a senior in high school and I'm from Vancouver, Canada. And I launched the Leading Learners platform just over a year ago, so January of 2020. And it's been a really supportive tool for students and something that I had wished I had when I was, you know, going about my years in high school.
That is truly so inspiring, especially for you to be a senior in high school, you know, reaching such amazing platforms and doing such amazing things. Like I couldn't imagine you know, Leading Learners, just from the interview, or not the interview, the email that you sent us was so successful, and it's really unbelievable. It's truly inspirational. And you know, Caitlin and I are from Chicago, and you mentioned that you're from Vancouver, Canada, and of course being from Chicago has influenced a lot of our activism and what we do in our community. So could you tell us a little bit more about how your background influenced you as an activist and how it kind of molded you to start Leading Learners?
Yeah, so there were kind of two things that actually inspired me to start the platform. So like you mentioned, like my background inspiration really came from like growing up with a diverse background and having to learn like many languages at a really young age, just to be able to like adapt with my circumstances and like support my family members who might have known like a little bit of Spanish, mainly French, and then like no English at all. So it'd be like so many things that I would have to learn. And I thought it would be nice to, you know, have a platform and have a place where students could go that could be considered like a one-stop platform for like everything they could possibly need, like completely free of charge. And that's definitely like inspired me because of my background, I would say.
That's actually very interesting. And you know, I'm not from a community where students typically learn a lot of languages, so it's really insightful, you know, that you mentioned that you started Leading Learners kind of to give people that background and that uplift, to uplift those students, you know, in a way that you didn't have when you were growing up. So yeah, you mentioned a little bit about Leading Learners, but you could you just talk a little bit more about what exactly the organization does and what purpose it serves?
Yeah, so our mission statement is to support students, to be a supportful tool for students during their academic years. And so, like I mentioned, of course, like trying to learn languages was a really hard thing growing up. But then entering high school, I tell students, it felt like a constant loop of just completing assignments and not really knowing where all this work and all of these efforts would accumulate to. So I really thought that, you know, having this platform for students would be such a nice way for easing like that navigation throughout high school. And like, I think there are like two type of people entering high school. Like sometimes there are people who are really motivated and ambitious, and then there are people, I'm not gonna lie, like me, that were a little bit scared like getting out there and feeling like it's a really daunting step. So I thought it would be a really great way to build a bridge for students.
Yeah, that truly is amazing. And, you know, Caitlin and I are intersexual feminists, and I'm sure you know what that means, but for our listeners who don't know what intersectionality means, it's basically seeing things from a perspective that differs from your own, right? And with feminism, you are leading in a way that allows you to not only comprehend other perspectives, but to act in a way that is advantageous for all people. So as the founder of Leading Learners, what do you think that intersectionality means to you?
Yeah, so something that we definitely like to include in like every single thing we do is be accessible to students of all ages and backgrounds. So despite, you know, where they might have come from growing up or whatever sort of circumstances they were currently in, we try to accommodate for students in like isolated areas or students who might not have as many opportunities growing up. So something we definitely do to support students in that way is that we try to have everything really, really accessible. So whether that's like limited clicks or autoplay videos or having these resources really easily accessible right in front of them, I feel like we do little things here and there to support students. And I feel like intersectionality in a way would be, for me personally and with the platform, is to be a representative for as many students as we possibly can.
Yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't have said it any better. I think that that's so true. So, you know, as you mentioned what you do for intersectionality, how do people, you know, young leaders and activists, how can they lead with intersectionality at the center of advocacy for the youth?
So something that, like, you kind of mentioned was also, like, imagining yourself in their shoes. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult when, you know, you haven't had the same life experiences or you haven't been through the same type of things that they have. But something we like to do is, like, imagine them and how we would provide a solution for them. So imagine all of their problems, take into account any sort of issues they may have had growing up, and we kind of take it all together and see how we could build that bridge so that they could become the best version of themselves possible. So I would say, like, for youth, that if you are trying to, you know, support students or support fellow youth, to try to take into account how you could help as many issues or problems that they might have had, you know, maybe in lack of accessibility, and how you could build that bridge for them.
Of course, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, as a teen activist and someone who's contributing immensely, honestly, to change and doing such an amazing things at a such a young age, what change do you hope to see in the next generation of activists, and how do you think we can work together to achieve said change?
Yeah, I think honestly I would love to see, like, more of a cohesive community. I feel like there are so many different ideas nowadays, and it would be so nice that we could all come together, or if we do not, then I suppose the next generation, if we're all able to come together and, you know, take a stand for what we all see as might be an injustice to society or something that can be further improved in any way. I think it would be really nice to see a community of youth, and especially young people, most notably young people, like, working together to build a professional front as they are quite young. Like you mentioned, it's kind of hard to, you know, build that professional front, but really take a stand for what we believe in, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. And do you think that there are limits to feminism, or do you believe that anyone, regardless of your background or where you come from, can be a feminist?
Oh yeah, completely. I think that anyone could be a feminist. Like, I think it's really just about building, like, equitable opportunities for everyone. So it doesn't really matter, I guess, where you're coming from per se, but what you could do to ensure that everyone around you is receiving these equitable opportunities, resources, or tools to be best supportive of them as an individual. And yeah, I don't think that there are any limits personally, I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Leading Learners is, you know, centered in education and providing equitable opportunities for all students to receive a great education. So what role do you think that education plays in intersectional feminism?
I would say, like, education can really be the opportunity for someone to take that next step. I think that, like, we sometimes underestimate education. We, like I mentioned, sometimes it could just feel like we're completing assignments all the time. We don't really know where it all adds up to. But I think that, in a sense, like, education does bring opportunity when we're not too aware of it. I think that with simple access to education, students are able to develop an idea or gain confidence and take the time during their academic years to better understand who they are.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And what do you think the importance of providing education for people? Oh, I messed that up. What do you think is the importance of providing education for people in impoverished situations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always talk about, like, bringing these resources and tools and opportunities for students in, like, isolated areas and communities. And I think that, like I mentioned in the last question, that such resources or tools could really build that bridge for the student going into their passions and really taking that leap towards their dreams. And I think that it's really, really, it really is important when you do see how much of an impact a simple accessibility to certain resources could be to someone in taking that certain leap towards their future.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's so impactful. And I think that I couldn't have said it any better. And how do you think that you as an individual, you know, you're doing such amazing things for other people, but how do you think that leading learners has shaped you as an individual? And how do you think that, you know, after that, how do you think that the organization is shaping students across the globe?
Ooh, I love that question. So I think really two things. So, like, with myself, I feel like I've just been able to build such an open mind and really open up my perspective to realize, like, there are so many students who were once in my shoes that didn't know where they wanted to go or are currently in my shoes, really, and really are appreciative of what we do for students. So, in a way, I feel like that's both supportive of myself and being a more open-minded individual. And then, of course, the organization, I think that we really are supporting students in the sense that they're able to recognize how far they can go with merely accessibility to these certain resources. And I think that it's definitely shaping students because sometimes they feel like they're not too capable, but I feel like Leading Learners is able to build that confidence bridge.
Wow, that's actually so amazing, honestly. I know we keep saying that and keep kind of reiterating how amazing this organization is, but it really truly is an amazing platform and resource for children to have to support them. And so what do you think is your ultimate goal with Leading Learners? Like, what do you want in totality? What do you want your audience to gain from Leading Learners?
This is a little bit funny because starting off the platform, I had told my like fellow student team members that my big goal with starting off the platform was to reach 500 students because I thought like it was really great to reach like, you know, over the average amount of my graduating class. I thought that would be such a big goal, and seeing how far we have gone has been absolutely incredible. So really, our ultimate goal right now is to target students in these isolated communities and impoverished areas. We recognize how far simple access to education can be. So right now, our goal is to expand our chapters program. So we have chapters across several countries, and they're able to be supported by students who want to represent their regions, their cities, their schools, whether in high school or post-secondary. So it would be really nice to have these leadership-focused chapters for students more so on the global scale.
My next question is, how do you think that COVID has impacted Leading Learners as an organization?
Yeah, there have been some things that we weren't like able to do that we really, really were looking forward to. And one of our biggest things, I think, as a team, as a whole, that we love to, you know, speak to students and masses, go to schools and encourage students and give them that, you know, uplifting message to really hone in on their skills and be able to be a representative and like a leader for themselves. But unfortunately with COVID, like, we can't really speak to these schools and, you know, go up and give that extra encouragement they may need. So I would say it's really been challenging in that sense, but we've been able to try to adapt through virtual webinars and things like that.
That is absolutely amazing. And before we go, is there anything you'd like to shout out for our listeners to check out?
Yeah, I think I would say, you know, keep updated with our Instagram. We do love to keep our student audience informed of any updates to the platform. So we're at LeadLearners on Instagram, and you can find Leading Learners by just Googling our name, of course. And we're definitely looking forward to supporting as many students as possible. We'd love to see you as a visitor.
Thank you so much, Galicia, for being a part of this week's FemBolden episode, and especially being the kickoff to our Women's History Month series. I think that you're a great teen activist, and you're an amazing person to be the pilot episode for this series. And just for our last question, what words of advice would you give to any of our listeners who are inspired to become activists but don't know where to start?
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much. Very heartfelt. As for starting, I always tell people, you know, to try to find a target audience or try to find the best way that you can reach your customer persona. So imagine your ideal person and who you would want to target and how you could help them, per se. And once you do find them, try to hone in on what you can do to support them as best as possible. And it always does happen by taking a leap. So take the leap if you are uncertain.
FemBolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.